To brighten up Blue Monday, the saddest day of the year which falls on the third Monday of January, Yorkland's hub brought people on a bright colors walk. It was a sunny day on Sunday, after weeks of gray outside. I guess just having organized different events from the summer to now as we emerge out of COVID or the COVID era. A lot of people have said they feel they miss connecting in person. They miss the community aspect of things, said Bernadette Wicks, development manager and fundraising strategist for Yorkland's Hub. Yorkland's Hub is a nonprofit organization aiming to create a green hub in Guelph. The hub organizes a walk each month. For this walk, people were encouraged to wear bright colors. Attendees didn't disappoint. They wore colorful toques, bright colored jackets, and dogs had different colored booties to run through the snow. And we know that January can be a very low month for some people. So we're just thinking that would be a great time to have and have that focus, to help people connect, help people feel brighter, said Wicks. The Yorklands Hub, the land it covers, is situated at the former Guelph Correctional Center on 785 York Road. It opened in 1910 and closed in 2001. From the questions that people bring to and the knowledge they share, it's a great opportunity to say where things are at currently as well as give the history, said Wicks. I thought, what a fun way to support Yorkland's Green Hub but then also bring some color, said Rhonda McMahon, about why she decided to come on the walk. She has taken many walks here before and her favorite part is the ponds. If you look to the east, you're not in the city anymore, said McMahon. You're away from the hustle and bustle. So you tune out the traffic, and you just enjoy the serenity of this place. McMahon has a hiking group called Stride and Stretch. Her group comes to this area to hike and do yoga. To learn a little bit more about our community and history, said Jay Enns. It was his first time at the old correctional facility. He said he enjoyed the walk and had brought his two children with him.